I were more satisfied this time, as in, you know, I hurt him with shots. He had to go to a knee. You know, I had fun in there. You know, it did get tough at times, but, you know, I'd say that I was 60% for this fight, you know, because I went down at my natural 147, you know, so, you know, I could have pushed it harder in training, but we got the victory, and I'm just happy that, you know, I'm onto the next chapter now, and I've got rid of a lot of frustration, you know, from the Alexander fight and my injury, and like Eddie said, we're going to come back with a bang now and have a huge fight in Sheffield.
He's a tough guy, and you can't get rid of him. But did you think you had them maybe in the first two or three rounds because you were completely on top at the start?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, very, very tough. Hurt him, and what a warrior he is, because, you know, other fighters, I believe that, you know, would have stayed it and I would have got rid of him, you know. And he's sent to, you know, recover and come back, you know. So you've got to take your hat off to him. Very durable fighter, Carson Jones, but... You know, I put that to rest now, and you know, I'm glad that I won't be seeing him again.
You said that he was your nemesis as a fighter. What do you mean by that?
I mean nemesis as in, you know, I can't really. I think our styles clash in the way that, you know, I can't get certain things off what I want to win. He's just one of them fighters, like he's like me a boogeyman kind of fighter, but you know. It's a very tough game. I think, you know, it were a matter of time before I would have put him down big, and, you know, for him, and he would have, you know, spat his dummy out and, you know, and called it quits. But, you know, I think should it have been stopped? Maybe not. You know, that's debatable. But, you know, he would definitely hurt, and you know, he would take him punishment, and the referee's there to, you know, to look after his safety.
What about you now then? Because we were hearing that you were going to have a fight in September. It now seems that that's going to be a little bit later. It's going to be in October. But is that still going to be in Sheffield?
Yeah, it's still not finalised. Edit September, October. You know, I'm going to go away with my family. But I'm still training. I'm back in Monday. You know, doing some technique work. And, you know, I'm keeping on it. You know, because before in times, I've had 2 and 3 weeks off and stuff. And, you know, and that's not good. You know, I want to keep active. I want to keep fit. I want to keep light. I want to, you know, I want to... push myself, because I know I've got an hard fight coming up, so you're going to see the very, very best of me.
How different is that for you though? Because we've spoken in the past after fights and you've said, you know, you're going to go away, you're going to have a break, but you said straight after this one, I'll be back in the gym on Monday.
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, having that injury has refreshed me. I'm enjoying boxing, you know, and I've got, you know, I'm more focused on my goals, and I know that why I'm saying I'm back in Monday, because I'm possessed. I want to get so fit, knowing that when I do get in that ring, you know, I've covered every angle, and I'm going to be absolutely, you know, an animal, and, you know, I've done everything.
Just finally, do you feel like you made a statement tonight, whether it's Devin Alexander you're making that statement to, or Amir Khan or whoever, do you feel like that you certainly sent a message to those guys?
Not really. You know, I'm not really excited and happy about the performance. I thought it was an okay performance, you know, maybe, you know, 6 out of 10. I was probably 60%, like I said, but the plan was to have fun out there, get the cobwebs off, and, you know, I'm happy I got 8 rounds out. But, you know, if it means that them fighters think, oh, I'll get in with that Kel because I can deal with him, they're going to be in a whole heap of trouble when they do get in with me, because I'm going to be an absolute monster, very fit, 147, strong and ready to rock.